Yeah. Staff to pick up Popeye's chicken for Keyshawn.
One of the NFL's most respected analysts.
Morning, Keyshawn. How you doing? It's been a little while, but it's great to hear your voice. Nobody knows what's going on more than you do.
And one of the game's most charismatic stars ever.
Shut your ass up! Play football! Man, you a fake-ass John Randall. Shut your ass up!
ESPN's Keyshawn Johnson joins Dale and Keefe.
Cam Newton still sucks, see? Brady would have scored.
Now on WEEI.
Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is ESPN NFL analyst and former NFL wide receiver Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn is sponsored by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. You can hear Keyshawn every morning on ESPN Radio's morning show, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, as well as on ESPN's NFL Live program, which airs weeknights from 4 to 5 p.m. Good morning, Keyshawn. How are you?
Geez, that intro makes me sound like I'm halfway crazy.
That's all right. That's nothing wrong with that.
Who were you talking about with the fake ass John Randall? Was it Chris Hovan, the guy that used to do the eye black, or who was that? Do you remember?
It was somebody from like the Cincinnati Bengals or something. He was screaming and hollering after making a tackle, or you know, just acting. I don't know. And I just was in one of those moods, like, shut up, man. You like. Dude, your number, the number that you wear alone is a problem. That means that you're probably not going to be here long.
Hey, we've had this discussion now for a couple of days. Based on what you've seen so far, how has Cam Newton played at quarterback?
Fine. I mean, he's been
fine. Come on, Keyshawn.
Well, you didn't even let me finish.
Well, as soon as you said fine, I went, really?
He's been fine up until Sunday when he's been off because of COVID. Prior to that, I didn't see anything wrong with his game. Did you?
He hadn't thrown the ball well at all.
Yeah, he made some bad decisions against the Raiders, too, pre-COVID, where the shine might be off his Seattle performance.
I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. The Seattle performance, the Miami performance, and who was before that? Or who was after Seattle?
It was the Raiders.
Yeah, Vegas.
And then he didn't play against Kansas City, and then obviously the Sunday.
So you don't agree? We've taken consecutive callers who said it's time to play Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead. See how that worked out for you.
I don't
sit down somewhere.
I don't love that. But Keyshawn,
he had a bad game last week. Okay, so what? It's one game. The guy was sick. Okay, he was in quarantine for however long, however many days. They only got a certain amount of practices in. All of the sort of things that you would see from a quarterback that's been sitting around, really not doing anything. Right? I mean, yeah, you didn't see Tannehill because Tannehill wasn't sitting around. Tannehill had an opportunity to throw. To come in and out of the facilities, do things. Cam Newton was away from his team, isolated. Then they finally get clearance. Then all of a sudden they got to shut it down again and open it up and shut it down and open it up and shut it down. It's just, you know, but people are never satisfied. They're never satisfied. Fans are fans for a reason. And as a coaches like to say, the moment you start listening to fans, you'll soon be sitting with them.
Even with the lack of practice time, I think they only had two and maybe a walkthrough as well, you know, in the 2 weeks leading up to the Broncos game. Should they still have been able to beat Denver?
The defense played well. The defense played well. They kicked field goals. You know, you want the Patriots because you've been there. You want them to have been able to just beat Denver like that. But it doesn't work like that in the NFL, man. You know, you got to be on your game every single week, or at least 75% of your game. They just didn't play well. It's one loss. They didn't play well, and they got an opportunity this week to clean it up and get back at it. I'm not worried about the Patriots winning the division. I'm not worried about them making a strong run into the playoffs. I'm not.
There are a lot of questions about the Patriots pass catchers, tight ends, wide receivers. They have a first-round wide receiver in his second season who was targeted twice, didn't catch a single pass. I'm wondering, do you believe in the idea that maybe Josh McDaniels needs to find specific ways to get the ball to N'Keal Harry and just see what he can do with his athleticism?
I think they are trying to get him in football. They're not force-feeding him. Well, Julian Edelman, you know, got banged up in that game and left the game. It changed a little bit. N'Keal Harry probably has to show more consistency, whether he's in practice or whether it's in games, for them to be able to say, okay, we're just going to feature you. I just remember when Bill Parcells and Belichick took over the Jets, and in 1997, they didn't hand the keys to the car to me immediately. They had me rotating for like the first three or four games. And believe me, I was pissed off, but I made them stop the rotation. And that was by performing in practice and performing in the game. And then the rest was history. And I think that's what N'Keal Harry has to do. Whenever he gets the opportunities, he's have to make the most of them. And so far, he hasn't really necessarily done that. But he's only been in the league 9 games, man. You know, it's 9 games, 2 different quarterbacks. He was hurt all of last year, and he's only played 5 games this year. Or what, is it 5 or 4? They played 5, right?
5,
yeah. Yeah, they played 5.
Yeah, he's only played, 9 games total in his NFL career?
It's a little more than that.
I think it's
but
12,
I get your point.
But it's basically the same. Yep.
Is it 12? I don't really know the number.
I think he played 7 or 8 last year.
I know he missed the majority of the season last year.
Right. He missed the first half of the season. He was on IR. Then he came back and he played.
So you're not willing to call him a bust?
In 12 games?
What's the number then, Keyshawn? Because I'm with you. If it's not 12 games, when do you have a fair assessment of a player?
He doesn't bark as a puppy. What does he do as a dog? Wasn't that a Parcells thing? Didn't he have something about that?
Yeah, but I would probably, if it's me, I'm looking at him into his second year. His first year, the second year, show me a little something. Third year, you need to be embarking up on Pro Bowl status. And by your fourth year, you need to be a Pro Bowler. And if you're not showing me those signs, now I got to cut bait. But the first year, Again, second year, a little progress, make some plays, catch about 45 balls, 700 yards, you know, a couple touchdowns in key games, big catches. Third year, take that next giant leap. Fourth year, you need to be a Pro Bowler, or else I got to figure out how to do something else with you.
We're talking to ESPN analyst Keyshawn Johnson. As an NFL wide receiver, you lived this. It seemed like, it's around here anyway, if a pass play doesn't work, it's always the wide receiver's fault. It's never the quarterback's fault. As a wide receiver, did that drive you nuts?
No, see, it didn't. You're talking to a different animal now. I wasn't going to sit up there and take the blame for something that I wasn't doing it. Because I don't hold quarterbacks to high regards like everybody else. I don't play that game. You know, you're not going to be praised for when we do well, but not vilified when we don't, and blame placed on everybody else. I'm not, if you're that fragile, you shouldn't be playing football. You know, and that's the way I've always approached it. If you know anything about me, I don't give a damn if it's next to his name and says QB. I could care less if it was Tom Brady, Joe Montana, anybody else. When you mess up, you need to take onus up on why it didn't work, opposed to just leaving your teammates hung out to dry.
This weekend,
it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
See, that's why I would be the wrong. I'm the wrong example for stuff like that. Like I said, I don't give a damn who it is. You're not about to have people out there thinking I can't play football.
Patriots playing the 49ers this weekend, so it'll be Bill Belichick coaching against Jimmy Garoppolo, of course, the guy who was on the team for a handful of years. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did you play when you were in Tampa your last year? Did you play against Bill Parcells when he was with Dallas then?
Yeah, then I got traded to Dallas.
Then you ended up going to Dallas. But what was that like? Obviously, Jimmy and Bill had quite a relationship. You and Bill Parcells had quite a relationship. But after playing him for him for so many years, and before you were reunited, what was that like going up against him that week?
It was fun. Obviously, I pissed Gruden off. he didn't like the fact that I praised Coach Parcells, you know, in the media leading up to that week. reporter asked me, you know, who's the best coach I ever played for. And, you know, me and Keyshawn Fashion, I said Bill Parcells, and I didn't even win a Super Bowl with him. and so that was just that really burned him up. And then before the game, you know, before the coin toss and all that, I, you know, went over to Bill as they did the start lineups, went over, gave him a big giant hug on the sideline. So, you know, it was fun, though. It was fun to see him try to defend me because he thought he knew me. I don't know how many catches I had in the game, but I had a couple or whatever. You know, he thought he knew how to defend me because he had me before. But, you know, I still had a decent game, I believe.
Along those lines, do you think Rob Gronkowski heard Bill Belichick's comments this week about George Kittle saying he's as good or better than any tight end he's ever coached or coached against?
Well, he's had some pretty good ones, whether it's Mark Bavaro. I believe he had Ozzie Newsome, late Ozzie Newsome in Cleveland. I believe he did. I could be wrong.
I think he retired right after a year with Belichick or something like that.
Okay, so that's two. He's had the late Aaron Hernandez. He's had Gronkowski. He had Benjamin Watson. He had Ben Coates. I mean, like, is there something wrong with him saying that?
No, I think some people up here took it as maybe a shot directed at
Gronk. Oh, God. The people in Boston are always taking stuff and running with it.
That's it.
Stop worrying about those things.
Hey, we got 4 hours to fill here. Can you relax?
Well, no, I mean, it's like, okay, so if he doesn't say anything, then he doesn't like you. And if he says something, he doesn't like he can't win.
That's it.
Like, he can't win.
You've nailed it.
Welcome to Boston.
That's right. That's it.
I mean, it's like, geez. See, I'm from L.A. We're laid back. We're calm. We're just chill. The beach is nice. It's clear skies. We don't get all depressed over all. No, man, we chill.
Wait a minute.
Y'all up there, y'all go crazy.
It's cold.
The moment that somebody says, and don't agree with you, you just go, and just lose it.
Wait a minute. We just played a cut of you calling some guy a cheap-ass John
fake-ass
Randall. Yeah, I mean, come on. You're not chill.
You wrote a book that said, give me the damn ball.
The difference is I was playing football, so I was highly emotional at the time.
Well, this is our football, you know, Sean. We don't
where
have
that.
That's
clip comes from. I was playing football.
Right.
Y'all ain't playing football. Y'all
that's
just
true.
Doing sports talk radio, and callers are calling, and fans are being fans.
It's our football.
It's emotional.
So the Patriots and Niners Sunday at 4:25. Who do you like and why?
I still like the Patriots. I think they get back in their groove as long as they don't have any positive tests and they got to close down the building. I think as long as they get their preparation in and their practice, I think they should win the football game. Although Jimmy G did play well against the Rams, and the Rams are a good football team. But I think New England, I think the way that Belichick defends West Coast offensive systems, he kind of knows what Jimmy G is about, what makes him tick. It's always a plus to have a coach or coaches on your staff who's coaching against a guy who can give those little bitty details. And players on the team could also say, hey, if you get near him, he'll do this. If you do this, he'll do that. That's always a plus. I think Cam gets back on track. And I just think New England gets back on track. Now, if New England doesn't get on track, then next Monday when we have a conversation, the conversation will be different. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it might. Mm-hmm. Keyshawn, we always appreciate the time. Thank you.
All right, bud. Go See Lakers.
Ya. Yeah, I'll believe.
And Dodgers.
Well, screw you.
I know. Thanks, Keyshawn.
All right. And we, look.
What?
And we didn't even have to cheat to get to the World Series.
All right, enough. Hang up, Dale. Hang up on this guy. Enough. Needed our player, though, to do it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.